Azar Ali has since apologised for comments he made about Israel. It's too late to remove him from the ballot for this month's vote, but Sir Keir Starmer says the party is now not backing him.
It is a huge thing to withdraw support for a Labour candidate during the course of a by-election. It's a tough decision, a necessary decision. But when I say the Labour Party has changed under my leadership, I mean it.
There's a full list of the 11 candidates on the Rochdale Borough Council website. Jobs and stores are under threat after the UK arm of The Body Shop went into administration. A firm has been brought in to handle the process just weeks after new owners took control. An urgent request has been lodged with the International Court of Justice over concerns about Israel's planned offensive in the city of Rafah. South Africa fears the military operation could breach a provisional order which says that Israel must do all it can to prevent civilian deaths in Gaza. Global defence spending has jumped to a record £1.7 trillion. The International Institute for Strategic Studies believes the world is entering a more dangerous period, partly because of conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East. China is also spending more. Retired Brigadier Ben Barry, who helped carry out the research, says that's concerning.
The number of ships China's launching each year, far in excess of the number of warships that Europe's launching or the US is launching. And our assessment is that the Chinese Navy and Air Force could pose a significant challenge.
The King has returned to central London following a stay at Sandringham. He's thought to be undergoing further cancer treatment following his diagnosis. And it seems Gavin and Stacey might be back with a new episode. A report in the US says there's going to be another Christmas special. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Simon. Well, after yesterday's sunshine, it's all gone downhill rapidly today, with outbreaks of light rain and just 10 degrees. In fact, that temperature will actually rise overnight, so although more rain is on the cards for tomorrow, we should actually make 14 degrees. And wait for it, as the sun returns on Thursday, it should help raise the temperature to 16 before the gloominess returns on a Friday and on into the weekend with tops of just 13 once again.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Jason Derulo there.
Kiss in the sky.
Yeah, kiss in the
kiss
sky.
Kiss in the sky, yeah.
Good trick if you can do it. It's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us all about the Essex connection with Rudyard Kipling. But first off, it's music and the new one from Pink.
We had life in our eyes and the world was on our side. Speeding along with no map, it was all green lights. It was just you and I. When something dies doesn't mean that it's over. We're not like them, we don't have to be cold as ice. We could be you and I. So take my and find my eyes with yours. I'm all out of fight. My heart will always know your name. I'm all out of love. But look at all the love we made. I'm all out of life. Oh, babe, it's killing me to say. I'm all out of love. I'm all. We were two broken parts from the same old junkyard, battered and bruised, and we tried so goddamn hard to be you and I. I'm proud of us, babe, 'cause we held through the pain, and when everything hurt, we still ran through the rain and the night. That was you and I. So it shouldn't be this hard.
Goody there from Pink, that's her latest one, All Out of Fight. Now, we've been telling you about the Brentwood Food Bank for a little while now. They are, of course, part of a network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust. Now, just before Christmas, they fed an unprecedented 177 people in just a single day. And, of course, with energy prices along with everything else on the up, they really need your urgent and continued support. Thanks to all your support, the food bank was able to support no less than 8,925 local people last year. But that support is still required. And right now, they really appreciate donations of tinned goods, including fruit, custard, rice pudding, meat such as casserole, stew, potatoes and fish, as well as rice and toiletries. So please keep those donations coming. If you take a look at their website, you'll find there's a little app you can download, which will tell you exactly what they're short of at any given moment. And getting in touch with them is easy. Just pick up the phone and dial 01277 224 528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277 224 528. You can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thank you very much. And here are the Circuit Waves.
Phoenix 98 FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Moving straight ahead.
but his singer, John Parr, took St Elmo's Fire from the film of the same name to the top of the top spot in the Billboard Hot 100 back in September 1985, and it peaked at number 6 here in the UK. Apparently it was assisted by members of Toto, REO Speedwagon and Mr. Mister, who also featured in the recording. And of course, if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for her 80s show Greaties here on Phoenix FM every Sunday evening between 8 and 10pm. But let's go back a couple of months now to October. And this is when Olivia Rodrigo was looking at bad ideas and everything else in between. Idea, right? That was Olivia Rodrigo.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, everything good comes to people who wait. And so we can report that the earlier problems on the M11 and M25 have all cleared away. But we still have problems in Riddle, where the green is closed between Lodge Road and Lordship Road for gasworks following a gas leak, and local diversions remain in place. We still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closes in force on the A12, though, between junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work in that area. And just note that you can't join the A12 if you head south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill. That's the A414. You have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. Here in Brentwood, Temporary traffic signals are operating on the A1023 London Road at the junction with Spittle Lane, and there's another crop of roadworks that suddenly arrived at Wilson's Corner, which is bound to be causing a few problems certainly later on this afternoon. Now, as far as public transport is concerned, no problems I can see on C2C or Greater Anglia. If you're heading London bound, there are minor delays you can expect on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. There's no service on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and the terminals at Heathrow, but a replacement bus service is in operation, or you can either use the Elizabeth Line or Heathrow Express. And there's no tram service this week either between Reeves Corner and Sandyland. You can get more information by going to the Transport for London website, tfl.gov.uk. Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at 2:27, you are fully up to date. And here's Giorgio Moroder and Phil Oakley.
on 98 FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Now, I seem to recall, Margaret, that you said that your subject this week was going to be Rudyard Kipling and his connection with Essex. I didn't know there was any connection, so there you are.
No, actually there is. In fact, in a way, there's a double connection. There's a connection with Rudyard Kipling, who incidentally, his full name was Joseph Rudyard Kipling.
All right.
But always known as Rudyard Kipling. And there's a connection with his son, Jack. And many of you will probably remember that wonderful TV drama, My Boy Jack.
Oh, yeah.
About his son who was killed in the First World War. Rudyard Kipling, up until 1935, visited Essex regularly. He came here for holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And the areas that he stayed in were around Ashingdon and Hockley.
Right.
And in Ashingdon, he stayed at a house called Meadowside, number 35 Greensward Road.
Right. Does in it Ashingdon. Still exist?
And he came, but I don't know. I should have checked that before I came. Yeah, it may well still exist.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would come here every year and loved Essex, travelled around Essex exploring. And, yeah, he was here up until 1935, the year before his death.
Right.
Now, the other connection is with his son, Jack, who enlisted in a Guards regiment in World War One. Jack Kipling did his basic training at no place other than Worley Barracks.
Oh, wow.
At Brentwood. Yeah. He did his basic training and then, of course, like most soldiers who trained at the outbreak of the First World War at Worley, he was shipped from Tilbury over to France, where sadly he was killed. So a bit of a sad story, but a sort of double connection
indeed
between the Kiplings and Essex.
All right, thank you very much indeed. And next week you're off to see what?
Next week I'm off to a story of a tale of many marriages.
Oh, right, okay, thank you.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time.
You know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away. Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. Just begun to know you. All I can say is, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me, though it's for you all that I do. seems to be wrong.
Chicago and Hard to Say I'm Sorry. And before that, it was E17 encouraging you to stay another day.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, if you like jazz, the place to go is the Folds Art Centre, Laydon Road, Billericay. And the time is Monday, the 19th of February, because that's when the New Orleans Jazz Cafe, along with the Big Easy Five, will be presenting a free jazz cafe session. Just feed the kitty. There'll be coffee, tea and biscuits available, and you can get more information by going to the website allthews.facebook.com/thefoldsbillericay. That's allthews.facebook.com/thefoldbillericay. And of course, if you missed details, you can also go to our website phoenixfm.com and simply follow the links to local events.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Well, not a jazz beat, but a heartbeat now. Here's Carrie Underwood.
Town crowd, oh, but I can hear you call me baby with the music up loud. Red wine, good times, no, I don't mind being with everyone else. And then there's nights like tonight that I want you to myself.
Bare feet.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
The music sounds best on Phoenix FM. The music radio.
The Pet Shop Boys there, and always on my mind. Personally, much my favourite version compared with the original Elvis Presley one. Anyway, let's come right up to date with Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted. So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good, pour me all your love, make it strong enough. I'm never coming down.
Song there, Strong Enough, from Jonas Brothers and Bailey Zimmerman. I like this one too, from Noah Kahan.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I missed the way you laughed. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks in one pair of shoes, and I'm spinning half. That'll have to do, have to do.
Well, Nella Khan and Stick Season wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you next Monday from 1. Bob Simpson's going to be here tomorrow with a very special Valentine's show full of love. But stay tuned now for Joe Bailey, plus a veritable plethora of guests who, on behalf of St. Francis Hospice, will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. We'll play out now with Prelude, but from me, bye-bye.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree.
There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1917. I was lying in a burned out basement with a full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the skies. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships flying in the yellow haze of the sun. There were children crying and banners flying all around the chosen one.
All in a dream, all in a dream, the loading had begun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home in the sun. Flying Mother Nature's silver seed to a new home.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.